everybody. I'm Asa, and I'm loud, obnoxious, and I talk way too much.
And I'm Andrew. I'm quiet and nervous and sometimes a little bit grumpy.
Welcome to another episode of Game Chat.
What's up, everybody? Now, can you do a little bit more whisking, please? In case you didn't realize, that was not us before, but our lovely amours. And they did a fantastic job because this is our Valentine's Day episode where we are going to share our love for you.
With you.
With you. We're going to share our love with you.
And for you.
And for you.
And for games.
And for games.
Because that's really what it's about.
Yeah, and so that's why I want to look as best as I can. So if it needs to be whisked, then whisk me, baby.
I am just looking as I normally do.
Yes. If you've ever been to any kind of ice cream shop or frozen yogurt place where they have a million varieties of flavors and then one thing of vanilla, that's him.
That's me, and that's the one I will always choose.
Zero flavor. A little bit bland.
All the flavor that you'll ever need.
Really? Because whenever I get vanilla, I have to gorge it with toppings.
That's just one of the many things you can do. There's a lot of possibilities with me.
One thing that I love about being in the relationship with my other half is that we like to play some games together.
Are you talking about me?
I am. I mean, I do love to play games with my lady. Oh. She's pretty good. But I really was talking about you.
Oh, thanks.
Other half of, like, the screen.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So we like to play co-op games.
For
sure. And that seems like the perfect thing to talk about on Valentine's Day is co-optitude. No. Nay.
Can't say that.
That's a Geek and Sundry show. Go check it out. But co-opness? That's what we want to talk about? Co-opness?
Sure. Yeah.
If that's a show, let us know and we'll not edit it, but say we're sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just wanted to talk about some of our favorite co-op memories.
Oh, I got them.
And then, of course, because I like to question everything, talk about some things that I find wrong with the co-op world.
You're a baby.
I'm not a
baby. That's all I have to say about that.
Baby!
I'm going to start with a recent co-op memory. So my sister got Just Dance it's like one of the newest ones for Christmas or something, but there's this one like Japanese song about how she's a vegetarian and only drinks veggie smoothies, and that's like Emma's favorite song to dance to.
And you guys dance together?
Oh yes, she's usually, there's like this main like girl up front that's like, you know.
That's my heart.
And then there's like two like vegetables beside her, and I'm usually the carrot.
Oh, you're a carrot?
Yeah.
I like Just Dance.
Yeah.
Like all those dancing games that you can have multiple people getting together and shaking their rumps, I'm all for that.
And it's good for me because I'm not a dancer, and so everyone can laugh at me, and it's like, oh, look at me, I'm dumb, you know, whatever.
One of my favorite co-op memories was from this little game called Castle Crushers. You ever heard of that game?
Yes.
It is awesome. Easily one of the best modern hack and slash beat 'em up co-op games ever.
Yes.
You know, it's got the online component, but most of all, you can sit down with three other people and play on the same TV.
Hashed out.
And one summer, and this was like probably the year that it came out, but I got it at the Summer of Arcade. Really wish that would come back because it gave us games like that. But myself and my two younger sisters, we each like picked our knight that's who we were gonna be. Hashtag Red Knight with that Sith Lightning. And we played through the entire game all summer long.
Wow.
And I got the kiss from the princess at the end.
Yeah. So we talked about how we play Naruto. I can't even remember what it's called. Ultimate Ninja Storm.
Ultimate Ninja Storm.
That's what
games.
They're called.
They're the best.
My brain didn't work for a second. So we get pretty competitive. You know, we've talked about how you've beaten me. And
yeah, he gets mad because I beat him all the time with little girls.
Well, okay, fine. But let's just imagine for a second that it's not just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
There's another person there. And his name is Candy.
Also
known as Hunter Archie.
Candy baby.
If you're watching this, don't know how to have a computer.
Do your little candy dance. That's true. He is a homeless man.
But so the memory I have is it's you and him are playing against each other. He's mm-hmm. playing as Sakura, like little Sakura.
Yeah.
And you are, no, you're Sakura.
I know what story you're talking about. That was him.
He's the shark guy.
Yeah,
that
not
is.
Me. Not me.
Anyways, he keeps like trying to do a grab move, but every time he does, he keeps saying, "Come here, little girl.
Come here, little girl. Come here." And we're just sitting there like horrified. Eventually, his character grabs me because we're just sitting there staring at him. Like, why would he say that?
Co-optness.
Co-optness. Not the other
I
word.
I almost said that other word.
I know. It's such a good word. Co-optness is good.
Co-optness is good.
It is good. This one is very recent. This is from, like, the holidays. Hmm? Have you ever played Overcooked?
No. You tell me about it all the time.
That's because it's amazing. And one day, we are going to have a cook-off. You know what? I'm going to put it on the air right now. Me and me Amor versus two and two Amor. Iron Chef, Iron Chef.
Okay.
Get ready to get your salad tossed and your meat chopped.
You're on.
Oh, yeah. And here is back to my story.
Oh.
Because she and I have got some practice in. Over the holidays, Overcooked came out with this cool DLC that was all holiday-ish, and I got it. And I must say, we have a pretty solid system down. She goes over, she cooks the food, does the dishes, and then I go over and I'm cutting up the meat, or no, I'm cutting up the vegetables, and then I'm pounding the meat, and then I'm taking it over to her, and then sometimes I'll go and I'll take the dishes, and we're getting these plates out, and we're busting them out. We're getting 3-star ratings on almost every single one until we get to one and we get a 2-star rating, and I can't let it go, and it makes me really mad. We will 3-star all of them. You hear me, darling? She's behind the camera, people. We're going to 3-star them, I'm telling you.
I stopped listening at you pounding your meat.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Point
number three.
So, this is, you know, I'm going to be honest here. My wife does not play video games. It's not, it just doesn't happen.
She's played some.
That's where I'm going with my number three.
Okay.
Co-op. We've had some good moments playing Wii Tennis. Where it's, you know, classic, just like old school kind of now at
That's
this
some
point.
Vicious stuff.
But yes, it gets pretty heated. And she gets really mad because she puts her whole, like, you know, everything she's got into every...
Well, that's how you play Wii Sports.
Not me. You know, you just stand there or sit there and...
You're the guy that sits on the couch and just...
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. You need to go hard.
But still, there's some good memories where, you know, sometimes I have been drawn into standing up and doing it.
Sometimes people get me off the couch. I get to see the daylight.
Sometimes.
Oh, that was sad. Is it my turn, please?
Yeah.
My number three. And don't get me wrong, I've got many more, so if you shared one of these moments with me, and he does too, like, we'll talk about you some other time. But the one that I want to share last is with a good buddy of mine, Jordan. We were playing this Mortal Kombat game, but it was on the original Xbox, and it wasn't like traditional Mortal Kombat, which is just a regular fighting game. This is the one that was kind of like an adventure game. And you picked your character and you ran around in a 3D space and you'd beat up mobs and then you'd have some sort of like boss fight.
Right.
But it was a really hard game and we got all the way to the end with Shao Kahn and we still haven't finished it, Jordan. Well, what the heck, man? But that was another one of those games that we played sitting side by side. So that was just one of those amazing experiences where I got to play as Kung Lao and he got to play as said Jackie Chan. It's not Jackie Chan. He's like the iconic character. What's his name?
I don't know.
Is this a Dragon Kick?
I don't know.
Liu Kang. He played as Liu Kang.
Okay.
Good times.
Sure. Whatever.
We're going to play it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play it. I'm going to force you.
We've got a lot of co-op memories, and I think that's just the thing that we want to hit home on this Valentine's Day.
It's it's such an amazing experience to like, don't get us wrong. Mm-hmm. Playing together online is great. Mm-hmm. Those are invaluable resources. Mm-hmm. I mean, Destiny, we kill it on there. But there's something about sitting side by side with someone that you love. And yes, we love each other.
Yeah.
That's okay. But there's something about sitting side by side with someone you love and beating up some baddies together.
Yeah.
Working together for some common goal. It's just, I don't think it happens enough anymore. I think that more games should have couch co-op components. And we're starting to see a resurgence with more indie games. More of them are doing that, like Nidhogg, Octodad, and games like that. But it just, I feel like there need to be more AAA experiences like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be the little guys that are doing it. I think big guys can do it too.
Yeah. That was what I just wanted to make the point, like, just to further hit what you said home, like the Star Wars Battlefront that EA did, like, mm-hmm. do you remember? But basically, there's a lot of complaints because there weren't any, like, couch co-op to it.
Right.
Where in the original Battlefront. That there were, like, that was one, a big part of it, was you could split screen, you know? And,
so
but just recently, I saw that they added modes where you can play, like, split screen? Not online, but still. Like actual battles and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I totally am with you where it's like this needs to happen and we're seeing little glimmers.
Little tidbits. They're everywhere.
Oh gosh, we gotta stop doing that.
Thank you very much, everybody, for watching this episode of Game Chat. Happy Valentine's Day. Make sure that you are spending it with your lovers in a very amorous way. That is school friendly. No, it's appropriate. Just be appropriate with what you're doing.
Like us, subscribe to us.
Dang it.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
Patreon. That has happened.
That's true.
Look up our page on Patreon.
Come support us. We want to be able to bring you guys more videos similar to this, different than this, bigger projects. We want to do a lot. And it would mean the world to us if you guys could go to that Patreon and commit to be a patron. And if you do that, we're going to give you stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. There are rewards. So you donate $1.
$1.
$1. And we're going to give you stuff. Like, that's so easy. $1 a month. Like,
that's nothing.
$12 a year. I'm pretty sure that I find that in quarters on my couch all the time.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, for watching. I'm Asa.
I'm Andrew.
We out.